New research says African American athletes are more likely to be portrayed negatively in the media than white athletes. The findings appear in a new book entitled How You See Me, How You Don't. Cynthia Frisby is an associate professor at the University of Missouri's School of Journalism. As part of her strategic communication course, she challenges her students to face any biases they may have when reporting a story. Her interaction with her students eventually led her to research media coverage of male athletes and whether black and white athletes receive different treatment. Frisby chose 155 online news articles from Sports Illustrated, The Bleacher Report, CNN, CBS Sports, Sporting News, Yahoo Sports, AOL, Sports Service, and ESPN.
Of the total stories, 68 or 43.9% were on white athletes, and 38.7% were on black.
She identified a number of themes, including crime, domestic violence, moral success or failure, cheating, lifestyle, and individual accomplishments. She begins with her findings on crime-related stories.
66.7% of the stories were on crime that dealt with black athletes, compared to 22.2% for white. When it came to domestic and sexual violence stories, 70.6% focused on the black athletes, whereas 17.6% were on white. When it came to training, work ethic, their dedication, 42.9% were focused on white athletes, where 35.7% were on black.
Frisby gives more of her findings.
The morally successful stories, 83.3% were on white athletes, where there was only one story, which amounted to 8.3% on black athletes. Accomplishments, 20 of the stories, 58.8% were white, whereas 8 stories or 23.6% were black. On their personal lifestyle, 42.9% were white versus 33.3% black. And then athletics or skills or abilities, 46.2% were about white athletes, and then 23.1% or 3 stories were on black.
One thing her research did not reveal was the race of the reporters behind the stories.
You know, honestly, that's something that I want to do in the future. It was very, very hard to determine by their bylines. And then we tried to do that, but it was just taking an immense amount of time because, you know, we'd have to go to the newspaper site and then look up their staff.
Frisby says she wants her students to consider whether media portrayals of African Americans are reflected in how they report.
When it comes to blacks, there are 3 typical portrayals that we find in the media: criminal, entertainer, or athletic.
She says a 2013 study shows many Americans believe black athletes are criminals. She questions whether that perception stems from modern TV, films, and other media.
A lot of times people would say when I was talking about my research, well, isn't it true that athletes are more aggressive? And I went to the crime rate and statistics numbers and was, again, a little surprised to find that athletes in general, regardless, commit fewer crimes than the regular male in their same age group.
She also says media portrayals of African Americans may even affect how her students react to her.
So, for example, I'm an African American professor, and I will have students that sometimes the only experience or contact that they've had with someone like me is through the media. And you would be surprised at how much media consumption plays a role in our attitudes and our formation of particular kinds of stereotypes.
One such portrayal of African American, she says, is found in rap music.
We know white suburban boys love rap music. What if you see these images and then you get to me, which I violate all of that? How do you respond to that disparity and discrepancy of what you've come to know through the media, and now you've met somebody that doesn't fit? Do you discount her?
The University of Missouri journalism professor says her research is just a first step. While she hopes it raises awareness for today's reporters, it also raises many questions about how stereotypes are formed and affect behavior. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.